FOMO. Hey everyone, Tom here with Walk Your Why. I'd like to dive into this issue, this reality, this experience so many of us have that I think is really pandemic, called FOMO. Fear of missing out, right? Fear of missing out. This really is something that is a huge problem for many of us. And it seems to be particularly problematic the more we're trying to accomplish something where we believe that we're missing out on the way we need to accomplish it. Does that make sense? So for all of you out there trying to create or perhaps regenerate, right? Restore a business you have or create a new one or just, you know, get more clients, have your business be more successful. Whatever it is, any of you entrepreneurs out there, business leaders, solopreneurs, coaches, and you're trying to make your business work the way you need it to. You may have noticed, in fact, I know you've noticed if you're online at all, that there's endless online courses now, right? Endless options for starting your business, building your business, 10Xing your business in multiple different ways, getting clients, 10Xing your clients, right? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's endless. And now, a lot of options have always existed. They just weren't in our face all the time, right? Right? Like if we wanted marketing for our business, if we wanted some particular service for our business, we actually had to look for it. Fancy that, right? And we weren't even Googling it. We were going to the old phone book. Let's see. I think I need business, right? So we put an advertisement, something simple in the phone book or in the classifieds or something. Seems like ancient history, right? We might put an ad in a magazine. If we're really having trouble, yeah, we reach out and find out, gosh, maybe there's an advertising agency or, you know, marketing expert who can help me, right? We'd figure it out. Sometimes. Many people didn't figure it out and their business just went down the tubes. Now we're in an environment where it's all coming at us, whether we need it or not. And that's the key, because probably 99.9% of what's coming at us, we do not need, or at least do not need in that moment, right? Because here is the core of the problem. Most of us in business, and I count myself in on this, and I know this is true for so many of us. Most of us in business, running a business or starting a business, right? Which you tend to be running it very soon. We are not nearly as organized and systematized as we really need to be. And we may not even realize the profound need for being so well organized, for being so well systematized. Because we just haven't learned it yet, right? And by the way, for those of you who feel like you're really organized, here's a very quick test to know if that's true or not. And I'm using organized and kind of systematized interchangeably here for this example. If you're not performing, if your business is not performing at a level that you need it to, right? If you're not at least breaking even, for example, depending on the stage of your business, right? Certain stages of our business, that's exactly the goal, right? We start a business, the first thing, break even as quickly as possible. Otherwise, you're losing money, right? So first critical goal in virtually any business is breaking even. Now, hey, if you can profit and get a great income from the start, fantastic. But you got to at least break even or you will not have a business for long. So an easy way to find out, just generally, am I organized in my business? Is your business breaking even? And are you at a point where you've been breaking even, but you need to be making a profit and getting good income, right? And maybe you've been breaking even for a very long time, but not getting that income you need, right? Or maybe, you know, you're several years in and it's been okay, but you want to take it so much further. If you're not where you want to be right now in your business, then perhaps you're not as organized as you thought you were. Or maybe you know you're not organized, right? Maybe you know that you're trying this thing and this strategy and that course and this program, and you're confused and you're overwhelmed and it's too much and you have no clue how this thing's going to work on one level. And maybe there's a part of you, the reason you're still in the game is you're like, I know this can work. I know this can work. I got a great service. There's something I can really offer. And yet you're hung up in the machinery of what ends up being the fear of missing out. So how does fear of missing out fall into this equation? Because you're trying, right? You're doing courses, you're doing programs, you're trying to learn, you're trying to get it straight. You want to be organized, you want to be systematized. Damn it, you want this business to work. Well, again, remember I was talking about how everything's coming at us. So when things are coming at us, and marketers are brilliant at this, right? Marketers, you know, I think it's very unfortunate that this tactic is used to the degree it is, this strategy really, which is let's take advantage of people's fears. And they know that one of the critical fears is the fear of missing out. So if people feel like they're going to miss out on something if they don't take my course, if they don't take my program, if they don't do my coaching, etc., then that's a hook, right? That's something that helps me grab them and bring them into my world. Now, there is some legitimacy to this on some level. If, in fact, you have a problem that is a priority problem for you right now, this is so important, a priority problem, right? Like, so for example, let's say you are starting up the business. So let's say you want to start a business. You've got the skills and the knowledge that you know could be turned into an excellent product, for example, or an outstanding service. But let's just say for a moment that you have no clue how to start up a business. You've just never done it. So for you in that situation, you're absolutely either going to need to learn the fundamentals of starting up a business, right? Or bring somebody onto your team who will do that, who is going to do that. Because that's clearly first and foremost. It would be absurd to start a business with no knowledge of how to start up a business. Now, again, plenty of people try that. And guess what happens? The vast majority of them fail. Some of them will succeed only because at some point, after knocking their head against the wall so many times that it's just too freaking painful not to start thinking, right? Eventually, they get it that they need to learn the basics or need to bring somebody in to take over running the business, right? I mean, hopefully this is a very obvious example. And yet so many of us, new to the business world, or even if you've been in it for a while, you're just, what's happening is something comes at you and you're like, oh my God, I have that problem. Oh, clients? Oh my God, I need clients. Oh yeah, I better take that course. 10x my income? Oh my God, I totally need that because I'm only making, you know, here's the funny thing is, oftentimes people go fall for these things that are 10x your income, but they didn't stop to think, I'm making no income in this business. So what is 10x times zero? Zero, right? And then they wonder, why didn't I get the results out of this course, out of this program? Duh, 10x your income was nothing, right? Or $100 or something, right? Or even if you're making a okay income, maybe you're making $10,000, which of course is not going to cover the bills, but you're thinking, oh, 10x times $10,000, that's $100,000, yay, that would be great. Hey, if that works for you, awesome. But I bet it didn't. I bet it didn't work, right? And the reason it didn't work, if you took on any of these things like that, and it doesn't even have to be some big promise like 10x, right? It could just be, you know, be a great speaker and turn your business around, right? And, you know, thrive by becoming a great speaker. Hey, wonderful, fantastic. If number one, it's a quality program, right? But even more important, if that is your core primary need right now. If you're out there looking for clients and had no inkling of being a speaker, for example, and just because this thing came into your presence and said, basically, you can get clients by being a speaker, now all of a sudden you want to be a speaker? How committed are you going to be to that objective? Fact is, you need clients. And if you stepped it back a little bit, you probably need a better system or system period, a structure, right, in your business that's going to help lead you to success without being in a position to just grab at what's coming at you with this operative thing going on called fear of missing out, where if you don't grab it now, because, oh, by the way, it's $9.97 if you get it today, and it 10x's in price if you don't get it right now, so you better grab it, right? Because, oh my God, you're going to miss out on this thing that you don't need right now and may never need, especially if your business goes down the tube in the process of jumping from course to course, program to program, learning to learning, all along, never really establishing that foundation. Or worse, perhaps, you're creating the foundation by doing this, but it's such a hodgepodge that it really doesn't even make sense to you. And certainly not to those you're serving. Right? Can you feel me? Hey, I have been there. I think I've made all of the mistakes in the book. It's embarrassing to admit it, but hey, you know, they say you learn from failure. Some people, it takes a lot of freaking failure to really learn. I count myself in that. And then I started getting it. What was happening, what I was doing, and it went to the roots, right? It went to what I as a person was grounded in, right? Because that has such an impact. And what my business was grounded in, founded upon, what the structure was. And I started realizing it just wasn't solid. It wasn't really systematic. It was hodgepodge. It was, in more ways than I'd like to admit, fly by the seat of my pants. Now, I've had a design and cabinetry business for over, well, what is it now? Over 25 years now. And interestingly enough, I've experienced being unorganized at the beginning, right? Finally realizing, oh, I better learn about business. Smart idea. Getting organized, getting systematized, becoming very successful. Took longer than I'd like, but that's another thing a lot of us don't realize. It can take time, right? But built it up, was very successful, got hit by the economic crash in 2008, 2009, where everybody just stopped buying, held onto the company on a shoestring, and then after being really systematized, really organized, really on top of it, I reverted back two, hodgepodge. It was not smart. But I'm saying this to show that, hey, we can even be on a good course and get off track. Because in that case, I let what happened and the devastation that it had to my business, to my employees that I had to let go, to my clients. Well, I mean, really, interestingly, it didn't affect my clients because we fulfilled on all of our orders. And then new clients, which were few and far between for quite a while, never knew anything happened because they were still being served, just in a much smaller way. But what did happen is I let my own pride get in the way, right? Because I was like, how can I let that happen? Even though it was the economy. And basically everybody else I knew in the industry were bankrupt. And at least I was holding on, right? I was holding on. But then I started beating myself up for, why am I holding on to this? Why am I doing this? And on and on and on. Basically, the point is, I was on top. I was in a beautiful place. I was really well organized, really well systematized. Everything changed. In the environment, in the business environment, in the industry, in the economy, I lost faith in myself more than anything, because even when the economy started coming back, I still wasn't fully bounced back mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that was reflected in my business. And then I had another epiphany and realized, wow, probably didn't take an epiphany. For me, it did. For most people, it'd be like, duh, what's going on? But it's like, wow, look what I'm doing to myself. Look how I'm sabotaging myself, as if the economic downturn wasn't enough, right? I just had to just wallow in it, right? Feeling like I deserved it. Oh, well, of course I didn't deserve that success, right? Of course that was just going to be a blip. Of course that was just going to be a temporary experience, and now I'm just going to be where I really deserve to be, which is failing, right? So have any of you felt this before? Anything like this? So I'm saying all this just to let you know that I've been there. I've been on both sides. I've gone back and forth. I brought that business back to success, realizing I could do it in a very different way. And that was super exciting. So now it's reorganized in a very different way. And I am much the wiser for the entire experience. Meanwhile, in that process, when I was kind of down and out, part of what kept me down and out, part of what kept me in a failing mode, which, and I agree, we learn so much from failure, but at some point we stop learning from failure, right? If we're just failing constantly, right? And not correcting, not really doing what we need to do to actually learn from the failure, right? So for example, we're not necessarily learning if we buy a program, realize, oh my God, I spent all that money for that program and I didn't do it. Oh man, we're not really learning if we turn around and do the same thing again. Oh God, I bought another program, another course, and didn't do that one either. And then here comes another one. Ooh, that one looks good. That one's going to solve everything. And the same thing happens, right? So that's not productive failure until hopefully at some point you burn out and learn from the burnout and step back and realize, oh my God, this has been a pattern of just grabbing whatever comes at me because I'm afraid if I don't, I will miss out on that 10x income. I will miss out on those clients that I so desperately need. I will miss out on that opportunity to be a great speaker, even though I never even thought about being a speaker before, right? And the truth is, by doing that, by just kind of out of fear, and we may not realize that in the time, and this is the tricky part of the marketing, right? We are not realizing we're doing it out of fear. We think we're doing it because this is going to be the right thing. This is it. This is it. This is going to make the difference, right? We're optimistic, trying to be in the face of everything. We want this to work, And oh my God, this is going to do it. Because of course, if I 10X my income, if I 10X my clients, if I get that six-figure business that they're promising, and they're not promising it, by the way, they're just putting it in front of us, it looks like a promise, then everything will be set, I'll be great, and everything will be good. And you know, maybe that would work if we were able to do the program, but here's the thing. Often, even if we give it our attention, which most people simply don't, get the courses, get the programs, do the coach, and don't give it their attention because they're on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, expecting instantaneous results. And meanwhile, just getting more and more anxious, right? More and more frustrated, more and more fearful because they feel themselves failing again and again and again. And you got to get out of the spin of failure. You just got to. Right? And so what do? You go to another course, another program. And hey, look, I am a coach, right? I am a business coach and consultant. This is part of what I do. And I do it because of all the experiences I've had. And I love working with people individually. So yeah, I'm offering help and guidance as well. So I'm trying to navigate this space as well, right? So I get it. I understand. And I've been there. I've been on both sides of it. And ultimately, if we don't realize that our problems are structural, our problems are the lack of a system or a robust system, a system that works, then all of these really kind of band-aid approaches, even if they're stellar, right? Even if it's the best program on earth for 10Xing your clients, if you don't have the base structure, the foundation, that solid foundation, if you're not grounded in something really real, then that awesome approach to clients, which may itself be a system, may very well not work, likely will not work. And you'll be left wondering, what the hell? And for most people, what happens is what happened to me. They start wondering, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep failing? Why can't I do this? Other people in this program seem to be succeeding. What's wrong with me? Why do I keep failing? Why am I not enough? Why am I not worthy? Should I just quit the whole thing? And then we might go into a downward spin that just takes us completely out of the game, permanently, or just long enough to forget the problems we had and go out and do the same thing again, right? So it's painful to even talk about this, to think about, you know, the time wasted, the bandwidth wasted, the brain energy wasted on struggling with everything I'm talking about here. Living in that space of FOMO, the fear of missing out. And so finally, what I realized I needed to do, and thankfully I had done it before, right? I had a structured business. I had solid foundation, right? I had accomplished that and it worked. It worked. You know, so that memory obviously was very helpful. And it's like, you know what? I see what I'm doing. I see how I'm allowing my mental and emotional state to dictate my actions, which is absolutely not helping. And I need to turn this whole thing around, and I need to have the freedom of missing out. I need to realize that I am free, utterly free to miss out on everything that doesn't serve me, that doesn't serve my need in the moment, that doesn't serve my business, that doesn't serve my life. I am free to miss out, and I want to miss out on it. I want to miss out on everything that doesn't really serve me. Right? Now, that can run the gamut, right? I'm talking right now about business, but obviously in leisure, and if we're enjoying life, we can expand that a little bit, right? But the bottom line is still, right, there's infinite options out there for virtually everything, right? It's just endless. We couldn't engage everything we think could help us anyway. It's just not even possible by any stretch of the imagination. We just can't, right? And I don't care what it is you do. I don't care how niche it is. My design business and cabinetry business was niched so tight that I didn't think it was going to be possible to succeed until I decided to trust my advisor's consultancy, go with it, and realized, oh my God, once you can take a singular idea and expand it like you'd never believe. So you've got this. I'm here to tell you, you have got this, and you may well need to free yourself, especially if you're still here in this recording with me. You likely need to free yourself by missing out much more than you are, right? Miss out on what doesn't matter so that you can find and focus on what really, really does matter. And I promise you, if you don't have that solid structure, that organization, that foundation, if you're not grounded in a structure that you can build upon, right? The foundational structure of your business, then you need to be missing out on a lot so that you can focus on that. Because that's going to save you so much time. And yeah, it takes time. How much time depends on your business? How much time depends on your level of experience? How much time depends on, you know, the industry you're in? There's lots of factors. And this is why having a one-on-one approach to this can make all the difference. Because for a lot of us, even if we're in a course that's taking us step by step by step through building your business foundation and building upon that, right? All the different stages of a business, all the way up to scaling it to whatever degree you want. Even if we're in a course like that, what often happens for many of us, and you know, that's might be a great place to be and have all the information you need, but because it's a group environment, we get lost. Because here's the thing, in every one of these groups, everyone is in a different place. Everyone's doing something slightly different, and it can get very confusing. It can be helpful. It can be helpful, but it can also be very confusing. So here's, again, a way to gauge that. If you're in something like that or have been, and you're just feeling like, gosh, I'm just not getting the traction I need or expected. I don't know what it is. It's still not working. And especially if you're in a program like that, that's all about building up your business, and then you find yourself still going out and grabbing at other things that are coming at you, like, ooh, maybe I also need to be a speaker, or ooh, maybe I need to also get this 10x your clients course, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're doing that on top of this building your business course that you were already in, then hear me. You need to be missing out. You need to be missing out. And it may well be that what you need is to get one-on-one help so that you can build that foundation. And forget about the fact that, oh, I'm already invested in this and that and the other thing. I'm already 6 months into this program. You know, I've already bought this course and that course. Don't get hung up in that, because you got to let yourself miss out on that too. We make mistakes. We learn from them. And here's the beauty. Once you get a solid structure in place, once you've got a foundation, once you feel grounded in your business, then you can make wise choices on how to grow the clients you need, the income you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, for many of us, just being super honest and super transparent, because I've tried to start number of many businesses, most of which fell by the wayside, because I just realized, yeah, you know what? I don't really want to be doing that. I thought I did, don't really want to, right? That's very important for many of us. Many of us are trying to build a business that ultimately we don't even want to be in, and we don't realize it because we never did the foundational work, and we're hung up in all the things that we think are going to make it work, which aren't, because we didn't do the foundational work. The foundational work will help you realize, is this even the business I want to be in? There's nothing more valuable than that information, right? So whether you know you're in the business you want to be in, or you think you do and you're not sure, or you're just simply not succeeding at the level you'd like, or if you just feel like, you know, I clearly need guidance for whatever reason in your business, then consider reaching out. Let's have a conversation and let's do a quick exploration into whether you do have this structural need in your business, this foundational need, right? Are you really grounded? And again, if you're not having the success you want in your business, or perhaps need, because you got to pay the bills, that's a very good indication that you're not structured or organized the way you need to be. So, let's breathe in, if you will, breathe in this beautiful idea of freedom. And let's breathe out, letting go of everything we need to be missing out on. Breathe in the freedom, the spaciousness. Breathe out everything we need to be missing out on, no matter what we paid for it, no matter what, how much time and attention we've given it. If we let it go, we'll have that spaciousness for the freedom we need to create what we really need, which is that structure, that foundation, that grounding essence of our business, and likely much of who we are. Because if you're like me, you're very connected, right? Your service, what you're bringing out in the world, is very connected to who you are. And this is a huge reason why it's so difficult for us. Because we feel like we have to do this. We're following our calling. It's our service. And we don't realize on some level what it takes to turn that into a successful business, right? Freedom. Freedom of missing out on everything that doesn't matter now, and focusing on what really does. Oh, and by the way, once you get that structure in place, and once you're getting that solid footing underneath your feet, and you can walk forward, right? Walk your way in confidence in your business and in your life. Well, guess what? A lot of that stuff that you've invested in already may well become valuable for the journey moving forward. Now, I can't guarantee that because it depends on what you got. Again, you might have gotten a course about speaking and you may still have no interest in that. Please don't do things just because you got them. Please, right? That's one of the biggest mistakes we make. Oh, I bought the thing, so I got to do it, right? Come on. Are you really going to read those 1,000 books that are on your shelf just because you bought them? Really? Enjoy this concept of freedom. Because last time I checked, most of us going into business in the first place, that's one of the main results we want out of that business. Isn't that interesting? What we mostly want is this sense of freedom. And yet what we're getting is anything but that. Why? Because we're not missing out on enough to give us the space to have that freedom. Again, let's breathe in freedom. And breathe out all of that stuff, no matter how valuable it might be on its own merits, no matter how much we spent, no matter how much time we put into it. Let's breathe it out. Let's let it go, at least for now. You can put it on the shelf, right? Let it go if it's not what we need right now. Happy trails. Walk your why.